USA Radio News.
The CDC director gave her seal of approval on COVID-19 vaccines for everyone 6 months or older, meaning children can immediately begin to get vaccinated. The decision follows the CDC's Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices' unanimous vote to recommend vaccines for children older than 6 months. According to new reports, police officers responding to last month's mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school never even tried to open the door to the classroom where young children were trapped with the gunmen. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed during that time. The police response to the deadly attack is currently under investigation by the Texas Ranger and the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An investigative report shows that 2 Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. The officers were a part of the team that arrived at the hotel where Saget was found. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. WikiLeaks founder is being extradited.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
SpaceX has fired at least 5 employees for a letter criticizing Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is sitting out of Wimbledon for the 2nd year in a row due to a foot injury. She announced on social media her injury has been a reoccurring issue. Osaka hasn't played a match since she lost at the French Open last month. Bitcoin has dropped to its lowest price since 2000. As the most popular cryptocurrency dipped below the $20,000 mark, a rival cryptocurrency, Ether, took a similar slide to under $1,000. Crypto has lost more than $2 trillion in value in a meltdown that has left investors reeling and companies cutting jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.